So that gives us 410 members. And those rascals are the strongest political force in the state. Because of the constitutional requirements, constitutional authority, and the system that we have. And I think it's pretty true in most southern states too, in the future. County governments, they resist change, and they've got power to prevent it.
Put it on.
The only way we do it is that I would like to see Mr. elect a governor in a landslide and take a strong legislature that almost makes him a dictator for one term. And he can straighten out some of these ills. And then we would defuse it again. But I believe that's the only way we're going to do it.
Yeah.
It's like state reorganization. I think your state went through some kind of reorganization.
Carter did.
Did he? It takes a strong man and a persistent man, persuasive man, to do that.
Yeah.
This state, we have nearly 200 units, agencies, of state government. They ought to be brought in to about at least 50, or at most 50. The American people will get what they want, as long as we can pay for it. It's all right.
Yeah.
What do you think into a pattern, we'll say?
Yeah.
You take the names, habits, mores, customs, they'll eventually fall into place. But some central fellow's got to do that. Some central group will have to study and review it all.
Oh, yeah.
Discard the extraneous matter. And I would think it would be very interesting. I've had several books. There was a professor in the University of Tennessee who wrote a book he called The Rise of the Redneck. And it applied only to Mississippi, but rednecks mean Georgia crackers, and they call different names, but they are the rural folk, the original settlers, that more or less primitive. His was largely political. He spent several years on that thing, studying this and around this. I guess he had some help, I don't know. Some of the big foundations contribute to these things, make an endowment to the university. My granddaughter when she was a senior at the Mississippi State University, she was studying social work, social science, or whatever they call it up there. But she and a group of seniors were sent out into the Negro sections of Starkville, Aberdeen, some other places, to interview the black people who had lived in those houses all their lives, and their parents before them and before them, back into the days of slavery and Civil War days. And the program was to build new subdivisions, cheap economical houses for those people and move them into those places. And they found almost 75, but almost total resistance among them. They didn't want to leave where they were born, where they grew up, and where their habits were embedded and determined. And I think they've done it. I think rooted them out of that and moved them over, and it cost them no more. In some way, the government subsidized them. And grow a garden,